Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I feel like it's going to be a good day. Jennifer, what do you feel like?
About 5'10".
No, that's not how you feel. Oh. You can run your hands over your body and tell us how that feels, but feeling like 10.
I feel pretty soft, a little lotiony.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, I feel pretty and bitty and whatever else. All right, so Ken, are you feeling pretty?
Sure.
I just heard you. I heard you scratch. You went like this.
With Ken, he loves to not know what I'm going to do, and then he reacts.
He loves that.
What in the world? Yes, he does. All right, so let's see what is going on today that is worth our consideration and time. 888-302-3684. People's nose out of joint. I was about to put noise and nose and joint together. I get paid by the word, so if I put words together sometimes. Yes. Whole business, the embarrassment connected to Mrs. Clinton and the emails and the Associated Press suing her to get all the stuff from the State Department, and I still say it's a bunch of hooey. And now, because I've said that, I'm a liberal. Ooh.
No, you've always been a Clinton person.
Well, I like Clinton. There's plenty of room here with them to look the other way.
Well, you know, I don't even think it's about liking them or not liking them. I mean,
it's competence. I think it is experience. Whether she is competent or she obviously has experience, she's a good leader, she's organized, whether you like her politics or you don't like her husband or whatever it is, I look around at this sea of blank faces. There is no one else in the Democratic Party. It really brings forth or puts forth the argument for a third party, or for having a different type of electoral process, because through the years, thanks to the disruption that the news media creates, and people say, well, what? The news media is there to investigate and tell us what's really going on. Yeah, that would be the case if we had a pure journalistic state existing in the news media. We do not. So we have people saying that Fox News is the number one source, their favorite source for news, the most accurate, which is the biggest load of baloney to come down the pike in years and years and years. But it shows you what a brilliant job Roger Ailes has done in convincing people. This is an older demographic, but with the older demographic comes the fact that for the cable news industry, actually, I think in this survey was NBC, CBS, and CNN. CNN came in second. Fox came in first. 24% thought they were the most accurate and most dependable, mm-hmm. most trusted. 22% said CNN, and then I mean, it's amazing how it was NBC. Let's see, ABC was last, CBS was first of the traditional networks, NBC second, and like 8% thought that ABC was believable. And so,
not funny.
No, it's
because ABC doesn't really have like a horse in the cable news market.
No, well, the whole thing is interesting in that it plays off of different realities from when you and I are kids, you're a kid still, when I was a kid, and Walter Cronkite, Hundley and Brinkley, and whoever was it over at, who was at ABC, Howard K. Smith.
Those days are so gone.
So gone. Yes, they are. They're gone.
You're never going to get, and you'll never get news without a spin anymore. No. And, you know, even those guys had a perspective, but, you know, they just knew how to probably shove it down a little more than everybody else. Yeah. I mean, it's impossible. Everybody has a perspective. Everybody has a spin. It's impossible to be 100% neutral. It just is. But
well,
I think they did a better...
If it's your job, it isn't 100%.
They did a better job of it than the news, right. The crop. Now,
did I know what Hundley and Brinkley's politics were? No. Did I think I knew what Walter Cronkite's were? I guessed. In terms of... Who were the other guys there? Howard K. Smith, you would never have known in 100 million jillion years what his politics were. And like Johnny Carson, you know what his politics were? No. He wasn't a newsman. But people in that age felt it more important. Ed McMahon explained it to me once very easily. He said, you lose half the audience when you declare you're one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not bad. That's bad for business. And so I reluctantly tell you in honesty that I don't have much use for the current administration, but I didn't have much use for the last ones either. As Rich McFadden, we're happy to tell you, I was all over Clinton. There were many things, most things I didn't like. I think there was more done then. The last good president, in my opinion, was George Bush the father, and he lost me at no new taxes, read my lips. I thought he was pretty decent in what got done and how he approached things. I thought Reagan, for the most part, was really good. Jimmy Carter was an unbelievable disaster. Then you go back, LBJ was a lying SOB. So what's... you just keep going back.
I haven't liked many.
No, I haven't liked many because I think that they become part of this machine of control. And they don't really reflect what the average person, supposedly this representative form of government that we have, the representative republic, is supposed to represent, hello, that's what the word means, what it is that we want done and what we reflect. And it's doing anything but that, especially since the Citizens United decision that allows the Koch brothers, who are worth billions and billions of dollars, to throw $1 billion at a campaign without snorting. They didn't think that affects what goes on. Same thing on the other side. Soros and his money, all these people that throw money at either side have confounded and ruined the system. And we're just here like slugs, you know, sort of taking it. You get punched in the stomach.
We're very complacent as an American people because we don't understand how it works.
Yep. We're spoiled. And the government has seen to it that we don't understand how it works because the funding for programs like good civics classes in junior high school and high school is gone. Don't teach it anymore.
And that's on purpose, I think.
I think so, too.
Now, you did hear about the scandal, right?
Which?
The scandal is, the scandal on the scandal, I should say.
Yeah.
Ed Klein has been on the circuit talking about how he thinks this Hillary thing was an inside job. He thinks that somebody in Obama's administration...
Tell everybody who Ed Klein is.
He's just a pundit guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been making...
Commentator.
Yeah, commentator. He's been making the rounds talking about how he has inside information that that Obama's administration is actually the one that released this information about Hillary Clinton, that they actually have like not less than six, maybe more, investigations going on Hillary Clinton right now in an effort to kind of ruin her political chances.
Mm-hmm.
And now, wouldn't this be a twist? Okay, so people are saying that it's stemming from Obama, but what if it came from John Kerry? Because somebody leaked this information to the press about Hillary's email. So who was it? And what if it's John Kerry? Would that be like the twistiest of all soap operas?
So is that because Kerry wants to run for president? He wasn't going to stand a chance.
Maybe.
Yeah. Really? Well, it's good conspiratorial conversation. It's good. Well, that's great. I'm glad to add that to the mix. Put that out there, Kenny, and see what people... See if we can
the House
get a
of Cards live.
Yes. House of Cards on Good Day or in Washington. Anyway, 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer or Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. There's plenty of stuff there comment-wise. We'll get to that in a moment. Kenny will bring us up to date on that. Meanwhile, I want to bring you up to date on how you can restore your youth. Your youth. Take years off of your face without having an operation. Just use GenuCell. The development in the plant stem cell therapy world, GenuCell targets eye puffiness and bags and lines around your eyes like nothing you've ever used. Instead of covering up the bags of puffiness with makeup, make them look like they are real because they are real. There are lots of people. I have testimonial on top of testimonial. Here's one. I started using GenuCell after hearing about it from Doug Steffen. Right away, I felt my skin tightening up. In fact, I don't have to wear makeup anymore, no concealer, nothing. My normal routine is now just GenuCell instead of layers and layers of makeup. Amazing product, and I will not go a day without it. So, GenuCell, working for this lady, works for men as well. I use it. I'm going to get in California. I don't sleep well. I haven't been sleeping well the last couple, 3 or 4 weeks anyway. So, I'm using this to make myself look like I'm a human being. You want to look like? When you look good, you feel good. It's just kind of the way it works. So call 800 543-9262 to get your youth back, or your ute back if you're busy. My cousin Vinny, right? My ute, the utes.
It's my ute.
800-543-9262 for Genucel. Order now, and the folks that make Genucel will give you twice as much. You order 3 months supply, get 6 months. How about them apples? 800-543-9262 for Genucel, an amazing product that gets rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eye, or eyes if you have two of them, hopefully. 800-543-92. I feel like the Car Talk guys. They laugh their way through pretty much everything and anything. Right? Well, we should have a good time. Mm-hmm. This is a chuckler in a manner of speaking, but serious business if you do want to have your eyes looking better, for sure. And it's so inexpensive. What a great way to do it. 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 and store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
All right, we got a 2020 news quiz question, and the results from it, when the person gets on the air with the right answer, he or she automatically ready to win the Broadmoor Hotel weekend. Colorado Springs, we give it away in a couple of weeks. What a great place. It's going to be such an exciting weekend for the right person.
We should go too.
You'll qualify. I'd like to go, actually. So here's the question, Jennifer. What is the latest embarrassment for the Secret Service? What that's all about?
These guys can't buy their way out of trouble.
Well, it's because they're not well managed. 888-302-3684. First person on the air with the right answer will win our position in line. We're going to have a drawing last full week of March. So get in the qualifying list. You got as good a chance as anybody else. The question is, we need you to tell us what the latest embarrassment for the Secret Service is. What are they up to now? It's almost laughable. It's sad. It is so sad, but it's laughable. All right, so you tell us what the latest embarrassment is for the Secret Service, and you'll qualify for the Broadmoor drawing. That's the way it works here. 2020 News Quiz on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and number 3030.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501. Again, 1-800-921-3501.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Collins in the news today. State lawmakers have named him an honorary Texan, saluting his donation of hundreds of Alamo artifacts back to the historic outpost itself. He is an interesting... I've never been a fan, and I've said this. I didn't like Genesis particularly, and I'm not a big fan of Phil Collins.
I'm
in terms
of
music.
Not a huge fan.
Doesn't do much for me. But I thought this is an interesting thing for a Brit to do. He's an Alamo buff.
Yeah, it's
spent
weird.
Decades collecting artifacts related to the fall of the Alamo back in 1836. We all know the numbers. There were 1,500 Mexicans against the 200 Texans and David Bowie and John Wayne or Davy Crockett was there. Collins grinned as the lawmakers took to the floor to joke about feeling it in the air tonight, one more night, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Texas having a groovy kind of love for its newest honorary citizens. A good play on the music. Phil Collins in the news in Texas. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time for some fun from the late night monologues. Jimmy Kimmel and David Letterman are live this week. We start with Jimmy Kimmel.
The federal government just released what they call the third California earthquake rupture forecast, and they say that the chances of a massive earthquake hitting California sometime in the next 30 years have increased from 4.7%, which was bad enough, to 7%. The U.S. Geological Survey based this new calculations primarily on the trailer for the movie San Andreas. Have you seen that? But experts say California should treat every day like it could be the day of a big earthquake, which is great. But, you know, I've always wanted to live in constant fear, and now I'm being advised. What does that even mean, live every day like it? Should we spend every day under our desks crying? Studies suggest that the injection of water into the ground as part of fracking is associated with increased movement of the earth. When they frack, the ground moves more. To put it in simpler terms, fracking is the opposite of Botox. And we have a lot of both of them here in California.
How about those Republicans? You know, President Obama is trying to work out a nuclear deal with Iran, and the Republicans are steamed. They're crazy about this, so they sent him a letter. The Republicans got together, and they sent the country of Iran a letter about the nuclear deal with the United States. And they said, if this doesn't work, by God, they're going to send Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Right.
The Ayatollah in Iran says he believes that he got the letter, but he thinks perhaps he accidentally threw it out with his Crate and Barrel catalog. We have the response. The guy, the Ayatollah, sent back to the Republicans. You know, they wrote him the letter, and already he sends back a response. We have the copy of the letter. Dear applicant, thank you for your interest in the Islamic Republic of Iran. At this time, there are no mullah positions open. However, we'll keep your resume on file. Thanks again, and death to Americans. Sincerely, Ayatollah Khamenei.
Wow. That was funnier than Jimmy Kimmel. I now remember why I don't like Jimmy Kimmel. He's not funny. Ellen, from her daytime talk show yesterday, joking about how we are a lawsuit-happy country.
We are a nation that likes to sue. We sue over silly things. This is why I want to talk about it. For instance, the band Hall & Oates is suing a food company because they made a cereal called Hall & Oates. Kids, if you don't remember Hall & Oates, it's because they came out, they were in the 70s. And adults, if you don't remember Hall & Oates, it's because of the stuff you did when you were during that time. But Hall & Oates, the band, says that Hall & Oates, the cereal, violated their trademark of Hall & Oates, the name, even though Hall & Oates, the cereal, is spelled differently than Hall & Oates, the band. And Hall & Oates, the band, probably never even tried Hall & Oates, the cereal. And a man tried to sue Applebee's because he burned his face while he was praying over his sizzling fajitas. The jury found Applebee's guilty of creating the greatest headline ever. Even though the man had no injuries, he claimed that he bowed his face close to the fajitas to pray, and then a grease bubble popped up, which burned his face, and then he panicked, and he knocked his fajitas into his lap, which caused more burns.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, when it comes to Hillary Clinton's private emails, there's smoke, but is there fire?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Bob Schrum and David Frum. Is it a faux scandal like Whitewater and Benghazi, or a real scandal like Nixon's tapes, that Hillary Clinton has used her private email account while she was at the State Department?
I think you have to look at the Hillary and Bill actions in conjunction. Bill Clinton left office in 2001. Hillary Clinton was at that time elected to the U.S. Senate. From the moment she was elected to the U.S. Senate, she became a powerful contender to be the next Democratic nominee for president and a likely next president of the United States. As his wife was pursuing the presidency, Bill Clinton raised $250 million from institutions all around the world, including foreign governments, in what looks to me like a system of very dirty money. That, to me, is the scandal. And the email is the mechanism.
Well, the Clinton Foundation has done an enormous amount of good over the last 10, 15 years. I think the ex-president has committed himself to this. It is, as he says, his life's work. So I don't mind it at all. Secondly, I don't think there's anything terrible about taking money from foreign governments, at least while Hillary Clinton was not in office, to support the work of the foundation, which is, after all, global.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum, author and MSNBC contributor, and David Frum, author and...
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
That's funny. 33 after the hour. Doug Staff in the Good Day program for Thursday, March the 12th from the studios in California where all of us are, even though we're not in the same studio. We are all in California, the exception of Kara, who just made me chuckle. Kara is at the controls in this hour in our studio in Washington, and she's the newest voice and person involved in the program, and she has her moments with me, and I have my moments with her. It's one of those things you learn as you go, and it's kind of, all right, how do we figure this out? How do we make this work? So I've encouraged her. Sometimes she gets discouraged with me and gets a little frumpy, and I understand that. I get it. Everybody has that moment or two. And so,
what's happening here?
We were just talking about her going. She was only one more day, and the weekend is here.
The weekend.
And I said, that's a horrible way to live. And it is. If you don't like your job, you should be doing something else. You should look forward to. I said should. Should's a horrible word too. But as
Kara's defense, though, I think she does like her job, but I think she also likes the weekend.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying she doesn't like her job.
That's how could she not like working with us? No. We're a party
right.
And a half.
This is, yeah. Exactly. This is like bliss, nirvana, heaven. And comparison to working with. Yeah. So can you imagine it's working for this many hours with Imus?
No.
How would that? How
this is what
like
it would
that?
Be like. Oh, you hate cars for kids? Okay. Uh-huh. Do you hear him? He like, you know that commercial? 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Well, apparently he goes, and that's about that commercial. He hates it.
Really? I don't.
On the air, he talks about how much he hates it.
Does he really?
Isn't that weird?
Does Bill Bennett run that spot on his program?
You know, I don't know.
Mm. All right, anyway, let's get to the things that
somebody
people
does.
Have come here for. Conversation about what's going on. First, the 2020 News Quiz question. My question was, what is the latest embarrassment for the Secret Service? Here's John in Anchorage listening to you. Good day. Hi, John.
Hey, it's John.
Hey, John. I thought it might be John. What a coincidence. I called for a John, and we've got a John. Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
It is amazing.
Well, I don't mean to sound like a fuddy-duddy, but I heard this earlier, yeah, that I guess somebody got in trouble there because they were drunk, and they're driving drunk, and they hit some barrier by the Washington Monument or by the White House.
No, the White House.
It had something to do with a party that was, yeah. The guy was retiring.
Yes.
And that he... you know, the kicker is that this guy's second, one of them is the second in command in Obama's security.
These are,
I was just trying to pull up in the driveway, officer.
So they drive into the White House security barrier on Pennsylvania Avenue. They had been drinking for hours and hours. And yeah, I think they were.
To be fair, so has all of Washington, though, probably. Yeah, well, 4 o'clock somewhere.
But they're not Secret Service agents, Jennifer.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Yeah, right. That's it. You got it, John. So you're going to be entitled to stand in line or sit in line for our drawing a couple of weeks from now. The Broadmoor, which is a wonderful resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado, site of all kinds of exciting happenings. It's a great spa, one of the best in the world, not just our country, in the world. And you'll go there if you have your name drawn out of the hat at random when we do that drawing. So hold on for a second, Carol, we'll get the information from you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Let us move on into Ferguson's latest problem. Thomas Jackson had been resisting calls to step down over his handling of the shooting of Michael Brown there and the violent protests that followed. Well, there were more protests last night, and as a result, there were two police who were shot. 41, let's see here, what's this guy's name? John Bellmer is the police chief. I'm trying to get names. One of the guys is 41, the other one is 32. I don't see any names associated with these two fellows. They're both in the hospital. I don't believe that they are in life-threatening situation, are they, Kenny?
I don't think it's life-threatening, but it's serious.
Serious injuries.
Well,
yeah.
This is a dangerous environment that's been created here, and you got to wonder how this stuff is now. When there is, I don't know if it's a solution, but people are at least dealing with the problem. Why there is so much tension? Is this back to the same? The white guys don't want the police chief to resign and the mayor to get fired or whatever is going on here. What is the justification for the tension at the moment? It would seem that the people in the city ought to be happy that they are, maybe not happy because of federal involvement, but you know what? The city's a mess.
People are moving. I mean, people are moving around, so you think that's a good sign for people, but obviously not so much.
Well, there were people arrested.
It was mostly peaceful protest. The shot came from a house across from the police department.
Yeah.
Not from the crowd.
No, it wasn't in the crowd. But still, why is a shooting going on? This is so frustrating. What's gained by all of this? So now there's a new police chief starting today, and didn't the mayor resign or city manager or something too, Kenny, this week? They tossed him out.
What a mess! Can you imagine walking this guy walking into this job now? I mean,
I would think that anybody who lived in Ferguson would be wanting to move out. Frankly,
they need a good, strong community leader there. I don't know what the situation is, but that would be, it seems, what they really need to kind of organize the people in a more peaceful, productive way.
Yes, you would think. All right, comments on that. What do we have? Do we have any comments? Do we have anything in our social media box other than Hillary Clinton, Kenny?
Yeah, I've got some comments on Ferguson.
Go ahead.
Rick says, how do we know that the shooter wasn't a Darren Wilson supporter with bad aim?
I shouldn't laugh at that, but yeah, okay.
Mark says, two police officers shot in Ferguson. How many dead cops does it take before they arrest Al Sharpton for inciting the violence?
Yeah!
Al Sharpton doesn't look well, does he? He looks very sick.
He's very skinny now, right? He was never a super skinny guy, and now he's really thin.
Horrible. He's not the issue. Well, he is the issue because he has done what has been suggested. He does. He's just all about him and him. And you don't actually hear it. You hear more from him now. Maybe it's because he has the bully pulpit in the program.
Jackson's quiet lately.
Yeah, you don't hear
what I think it is.
Jesse Jackson at all.
Remember, his kid just got arrested.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
He's probably shutting up and staying out of trouble.
All right, speaking of trouble, the state of Texas is running out of the drug that is used to execute prisoners.
Shoot, what are they going to do on weekends?
Do they ever schedule? This is all a Monday through Friday. They never schedule execution on the weekend, do they?
That you know of.
Yeah. The injection leaves this hitman with enough what is it called, pentobarbital, right, to carry out only one more execution. So I guess that I guess depending on how you see all of this, the good news is that they did manage to dispatch this guy. And I'm trying to. I saw this, and now I've sort of lost it. I'm not as well organized today as I usually am. I don't know. Does it sound like I'm not as well organized as I usually am?
No, you sound fine.
Do I? This is a Mexican mafia hitman who was convicted of beating and strangling a San Antonio woman because she didn't pay the gang's 10% tax on her illegal drug sales. He was, excuse me, the quote-unquote victim of proper dosage of the lethal injection. Name is Manuel Vasquez. So that doesn't seem to be the big story, though. So this guy, I mean, he should have been, we should have sent him to ISIS. He's the kind of guy that should have been beheaded, given what he did. Anyway, it took him 17 minutes to die once the injection was administered. He said that he loved his family and thanked the Lord for the kind of mercy, faithfulness, and unconditional love that he got. In Jesus' name, I pray. And then he said to the warden, I'm ready. Took three deep breaths, then began to snore. Snores became quiet, and then whoosh, gonzo. Why is this? Look at the attention we're paying to this guy. He's scum.
Is it embarrassing that he snored before he went out?
Well, I think that's what you do. You go into a sort of a deep sleep with this stuff, and then it slows your heart down. And the idea is to put you to sleep so you don't feel the pain of your heart stopping. Why is that a concern? Where's the firing squad?
Yeah.
In Utah.
In Utah. I'm telling you, I still don't mind that idea.
When you, the folks in Texas are listening today, you know what? Pay for a bus fare and send whoever you're going to execute in Texas up to, send them up to Salt Lake City and let them have their way. Bring them up to the mountains, shoot them, and let them fall off the mountain.
Listen to you. Nice visual. Geez, worse than me.
But, you know, but I think of what this guy did.
I know.
And
dispatch from the planet, please. Thank you.
Right. There's nothing about the death penalty that does anything other than relieve those who want vengeance. It doesn't deter anybody from doing anything. But
it's healing for the victims sometimes. Well, they need it for closure. I think I told you guys this. I mean, I was always really questioning my stance on the death penalty because two rights to me don't make a wrong. But, I would go back and forth until my friend's grandparents got killed by Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, in Southern California. Yeah. And she said the only thing that would have kind of gotten her closure to know that he couldn't hurt anybody anymore. Now, he eventually died in prison, but she changed my mind on the death penalty. I mean, if that's what it takes for victims to close and move on, then I don't know. Who am I to stop that, you know, when they're really bad guys?
Well, they are bad guys, and they deserve what they get.
If you can't rehabilitate them
them too. All right, 16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Provia, is a product that will create beautiful hair once again on that lovely head of yours, should you be losing it. I'm speaking to women now, obviously, in my tone, but this is a product that's good for everybody. More and more women, have you noticed? More and more women really are losing their hair. Here's a lady named Diana who listened to this program, says, Provia delivers on its promise. Within weeks after I heard you talk about this, I got this product and my hair started to come back again in the first month. No nasty smell. It's not greasy. I needed to apply a bit on the thinning area. Did it every night before I went to bed. It's amazing what has happened. So, it is safe for colored and treated hair. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. So, why don't you call now and order Provia and get the pores clean. That's what you have to do, is cleanse your scalp, open the pores up so that the hair can grow back. And so it's a very easy concept to wrap yourself around. Very easy to get the product. You dial 800-525-8319. Priority shipping is free when you're telling me you're listening to Doug Steffen. Noticeable results in the first month or two. 800-525-8319. I would think that this would be something a lot of people would want to have. The ultimate hair growth remedy. It's effective for all types of hair, promotes thicker, fuller, faster growing hair. It's so healthy, so good, and so easy to use. 800-525-8319. Your host uses it, and I'll tell you, it works. Nice to feel that little fuzz up in the back there where Richie used to make fun of me because I had a little spot. No more. 800-525-8319. So be just like me when you grow up, kids. Get Provia and get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
Today, Geico's stuff found in your car takes us under your passenger seat.
Hello, darling. Remember me? That earring you lost? I thought we were close, but then it took 15 minutes to notice I was missing in this ghastly carpeting. That's 15 minutes you could have used to switch your car insurance to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars. Money you could use for new earrings. Then wouldn't that be nice? For you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
There's a revolution going on all across America. Battles being waged in schools, universities, corporations, municipalities. A revolution for better, healthier vending machines. We're Fresh Healthy Vending, ranked by Entrepreneur Magazine as the number one vending franchise in America. And we want to enlist you in our mission to arm corporate break rooms, schools, universities, and retail spaces everywhere with what America is demanding. Real food for real people. If you have money to invest and want to earn cash for years to come by owning a Fresh Healthy Vending franchise, we have the machines, healthy products, and locations. But don't wait. The best locations fill up fast. So go to readyforfresh.com now and enter promo code 4747, because together we can give America the healthy vending machines it's demanding. Go now and we'll send you a free owner information kit. And as an added bonus, we'll also pay half the franchise fees for new owners. But hurry, this offer is limited. ReadyForFresh.com. Promo code 4747. That's ReadyForFresh.com. Code 4747.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Keep listening for more information. The Doug Stephan Good Day Program, Stephan, Kessler, Kessler, Horn, Love.
Aw, thanks, Dougie.
Aw.
The Board of Trustees and Alumni at the University of Oklahoma Kappa Chapter of Sigma Alpha Epsilon apologized for the video. The members, this is the same thing as Ferguson, isn't it? This kind of stuff, it's the same thing.
Nobody died, but it's
no, but it's a horrible cancer. That's what it's been described as.
I think
a horrible cancer.
Stupid is what I think. Gosh.
Well, but it is. But what causes this kind of stuff? Why do people think like this?
It's the power of one person's voice to influence a pack.
Yeah.
And then you do stupid things, and well, you ruin your whole life by making a stupid mistake. And it's, you know, it's idiotic. These kids are getting kicked out of school because they made one dumb, drunken choice. And it's not, and look, they should be. I mean, that's it's a bad thing. You don't do that.
Yeah. There are some other incidents at this chapter. That's not the first time this has happened.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's ingrained in that. You never know. I mean,
well,
maybe that's
other,
what's ingrained in that fraternity.
Some people are looking into other Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity chapters and finding a lot of the same things. The chant referring to lynchings, keeping blacks out of the fraternity, that sort of thing. The fellow who was identified as one of the people in the chant, Parker Rice, said the song was taught to us. But that, too, doesn't work as an explanation. Who taught it to you? Where'd you get it? And why were you attracted to it as a 19-year-old kid? It was fueled by alcohol consumption. You know what? Screw that. That's it. And so people say, well, you just said something about Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton is a creator of this problem as well, frankly. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's get right to it because there are a lot of ground to cover in our minutes together. Here's Shelley Palmer talking about tips that he's discovered on how to best use Apple TV. This week seems to be all Apple all the time, boys and girls. So we'll get to Shelley and his focus in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, a new Apple TV is coming soon, and it may even let you watch cable TV and play games. But any new hardware is a few months away, so here are some tips to get the most out of your current Apple TV. If you hold down the menu button while doing anything, you'll get back to the Apple TV dashboard instantly. If you're browsing through a video app like Netflix or HBO Go, pressing play on what you want to watch will load the video immediately. There's no need to go to the summary page to start your video playing. And during video playback, holding up shows info about the video. Then holding select while that info bar is up gives you audio options like closed captioning. Finally, if you're tired of that tiny Apple TV remote, you can control your Apple TV with any iDevice through Apple's remote app, which makes it easier to do a lot of things, especially searching for that next movie you want to watch. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Nearly 2,000 high school seniors apply, but only 40 finalists make it to the Intel Science Talent Search, America's oldest and most prestigious high school science and math competition. Brian Osich has more for you on these brilliant young innovators who are using science and technology to solve the world's most pressing challenges.
Putting a dollar value on the future of innovation is tough, but Intel did just that by increasing the Intel Science Talent Search's single grand prize of $100,000 to three top awards of $150,000 each. This year's top winners are Noah Golowich of Lexington, Massachusetts, who developed a proof in the area of Ramsey theory, a field of mathematics based on finding types of structure in large and complicated systems. Michael Hoffman Weiner of North Bethesda, Maryland, who studied how fundamental quasi-particles of sound called phonons interact with electrons. And Andrew Jin of San Jose, California, who developed a machine learning algorithm that was able to identify more than 100 adaptive mutations across a human genome.
I was so surprised, completely speechless. I did not expect it.
Intel President Renee James says that young people need the right education and resources to be the innovators of tomorrow.
We know a solid foundation of science, technology, and engineering creates the critical talent that not only Intel needs, but I think that our country needs.
For more, log on to intel.com/education.
Sort of in that same vein, you have until tomorrow to nominate a young volunteer for up to $10,000 in scholarships through the Coles Care Scholarship Program. Nominations will be accepted till midnight tomorrow. So go online to ColesKids.com, KOHLSKids.com for the details on how to nominate a youngster. $10,000 in scholarships up for grabs, ColesKids.com. Apple. We've been talking about Apple all week. Let's talk about Facebook.
Yeah.
All right. There's a federal judge who said yesterday that Facebook has to face a nationwide class action lawsuit, which is seeking to force the company to provide refunds when children spend their parents' money on the website without permission. What do you think of that? The judge said that the class of plaintiffs estimated in the hundreds of thousands of people may press their claim that Facebook ought to change how it handles transactions by minors. I would have thought they would do that anyway, but apparently they haven't. The judge also said the plaintiffs could not pursue refunds as a group under a Supreme Court precedent. Refunds would vary from case to case, but could seek individual refunds. So the trial date is set for October. If Facebook was smart, they'd just take care of it now, I think, don't you? Just take care of it. Story at Doug.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.